Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Welcome back to another edition of Zero Block 30. Today we have three rounds in the magazine, four rounds, something like that. We got some rounds. Round number one. We're going to give you some things that are happening in Hawaii. I'm sure everybody's seen it. It's absolutely horrific news. And with all horrific news now, it seems like there's a conspiracy theory that quickly follows thereafter.
Indeed. Indeed. This one is a Dr. Evil level laser beam conspiracy.
So yeah, just stay tuned. Horrifically stupid people. Round number two, Congressman Ronnie Jackson, the former naval officer and the president's physician, both Presidents Obama and Trump, was detained by Texas state troopers after threatening to kick a state trooper's ass after he put some sugar-free gum in someone's mouth because they were having a diabetic stroke. At least that's what he thought. It's hard to encapsulate that story in one sentence.
Okay. Yeah. That's a lot. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. There was a lot. Round three, the Navy doesn't have a chief of naval operations anymore. That means three out of the five branches no longer have a commanding officer, which I don't know a lot of, just the staff sergeant of Marines. That seems bad.
No, I think it means the troops can do whatever they want now.
Oh, that's
There's
nice.
No rules.
And finally, round number four, do Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry hate the troops? They've got a $15 million real estate deal in the works that makes it sure seem like it.
For shame, for shame.
Quality sleep optimizes recovery, helping professional and everyday athletes perform their best. Only the Sleep Number smart bed is proven to improve the quality of sleep and provides valuable insights that can be used to support overall wellness. Talent on a college team allows the best players to outperform their opponents, but in the NFL, everyone is talented. Players entering the draft need every competitive edge they can get, starting with quality sleep. Training will only get more intense as players transition to the pros, so to optimize recovery, they can rely on Sleep Number for consistent, high-quality sleep. Experience game-changing sleep with a Sleep Number smart bed only at a Sleep Number store.
All right, let's get going with round number one. What do we have here, Kate?
All right, first up, number one, as we are recording this, I have been furiously refreshing my news feed to see if Cecily Aguilar, she was the accomplice in the Vanessa Guillen case, she lied for him. He killed himself because he's a coward. She helped dismember the body, blah, 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 but she's facing 30 years. So I keep updating. Maybe by the end of the show, we'll have an update, but if we don't, that is happening today. So that's big on my mind right now. I hope she gets the full 30 years and rots in hell.
Yeah.
Anyways, Hawaii wildfires.
Yeah. And I think I need to say, because that story is those are new, fresh details that you told me about today, right?
Yeah. She, in the sentencing hearing today, which the whole Guillen family is at, new details emerged that are even more horrific. And it's just, the more you learn about the case, the angrier you feel. And the more you think 30 years is certainly not enough for this woman. But anyways.
Yeah. Cause I think we do need to say some of it, like what we're talking.
Yeah. I don't know what these details are. What are they?
The horrific nature, because it makes it even worse that the Army tried to cover it up. I believe like that makes it worse. Like some of the details, because I know Kate doesn't want to say it. There was some necrophilia involved with her situation, like with what happened to her. And then more things after post-mortem, which are just horrific thinking about it. And I don't want to think about it. Even when she was telling me, it was putting chills through my soul.
Story short, I mean, he killed her in the armory with a hammer. put Vanessa Guillen in a duffel bag, and then Cecily Aguilar helped to dismember, remove her skin, and basically like defile her body in every possible way. And he also had relations with her body after she was killed. That's now come out too.
Multiple times,
apparently. And so,
I mean, if this is confirmed information, these are people that don't need to be walking among the population. 30 years? No, not good enough. I need them to be in a cell.
Well, he killed himself. He's a coward. He killed himself. He's dead. Right. But she, I don't think 30 years is enough. But anyway, just think about the family sitting in the, what a way to start the show. Anyway, that sentencing, I keep updating because that's happening like right now. And I keep waiting to see if she gets the full 30. And I sure hope she does because I don't feel like it's enough. Anyway, Hawaii.
Let's talk about some more bad stuff.
As we know, horrific. The images, they seem like something out of a horror movie. They're that really not even a Hollywood could replicate the horror of it all. But if you search Twitter or any social media for information about the fires in Hawaii that have killed at least 96 people at this point, the deadliest U.S. wildfires in more than a century, you're going to find some wild conspiracy theories, of course. Several verified accounts on Twitter, aka X, insist that space lasers are actually creating the fires in Maui. And just how did space lasers become a popular theory in the first place? Look no further than Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. She first floated the idea on Facebook in 2018 in a post that's way too long to read, but in the wake of the California wildfires, had to do with PSC&G.
It reads like a manifesto.
Reads like a manifesto. To be clear, there's absolutely no evidence that space lasers are to blame for the fires in Maui, which have destroyed at least 1,000 buildings. At least it's way more than that now, they know, and caused mass evacuations. We're talking like tens and tens of thousands of people. But there's a tweet that at least on X has been, aka Twitter, has been viewed over a million times, and it shows a laser beam coming down and hitting.
I mean, how do you not look at that real quick and be like, oh, that's fake?
Because we're filled with a country and world of people who are absolutely moronic, like in every way.
Yeah, it's crazy. We kind of chastise ourselves, meaning the three of us and others, because we're like, oh, we're online too much. We're online too much. But what it has given us is the ability to sniff out BS. I mean, one look at this picture and that's photoshopped.
It's an absurd image. It looks like it's from a bad alien movie or something like that, of like, beam me up, Scotty. But the caption was, apparently this beam was captured before the Hawaii fires. Can anyone confirm? And the responses are all people being like, look at the smoke coming out from where the laser beam's hitting the rocks there, blah, 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 blah. And people believe that it's like high-end power companies creating these for stock purpose. I don't know.
One of the theories was that they were doing it for celebrities to get people out of this area of Maui so that celebrities and super rich people can move in and they don't have to pay the peasants to get their money.
To do land clearing and stuff like that. Right. We'll get into it in a second, but that was the military wanted this land. And so it's a military laser beam and blah, blah, blah. Other verified accounts on Twitter have tried to suggest there's something nefarious going on because of the military bases. The National Guard has been mobilized to fight the blazes. There's absolutely no evidence that Hawaii's long history of being a land with huge U.S. military presence has anything to do with the fires.
There's like four bases in Hawaii already.
I just think of all the fact checkers at these major newspapers that have to be like, no, we have to put this in here. No, it's not a laser beam.
And who comes? These are verified accounts at this point. You pay $8 and you're verified.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Twitter used to be a relatively reliable source of on-the-ground information during natural disasters and various crises, but it's become increasingly unreliable. Again, $8 a month, you become verified. And even I see the blue check mark and I'm like, oh, a little part of my brain goes, this is verified information. And then I'm like, oh, it's just some guy named Kenny from Ohio with three followers. So never mind. So it's very easy to, you know, and I'll say bad for the American public, probably highly entertaining. Yes, it is.
Is it?
Wait, I'm sorry. What part of this is entertaining? Lasers?
I'm just like, saying to me, the shit show of it all is entertaining.
Like, imagine if this was your fucking family, man. Like, your house is destroyed. Your neighborhoods are destroyed.
I don't think that's funny that people dying and
I understand what you're saying, like that the everything's a conspiracy theory. It's just exhausting. Like anytime anything happens that's major, one of these people will be like, this is a huge conspiracy. What on earth do you get out of setting people's homes on fire like that? You got to be an absolute psychopath to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then this is where we look for the helpers instead and choose not to pay attention to that stuff. It was the U.S. Coast Guard that was the first to respond in Lahaina, the town of 13,000 people and 2 million tourist visitors a year that got completely demolished. That's where we're seeing just the most horrific footage out of. They sent a helicopter and a medium response boat that rescued 17 survivors who had plunged into the waters as the fire swept through the town. And there's images of that highway that goes right along the water right there where all the cars are burned to a crisp and people had to jump out and just go into the sea. There are videos from people who are clinging onto boards out in the water with like their children and interviews of people who were like, there was one with a father that stands out to me with his 5 kids who was like, I thought I was about to die with my entire family. Like that's how desperate it was. Ultimately, the Coast Guard at this point has been credited with assisting over 40 survivors.
The Coast Guard's just the fucking best.
Yep.
They're the best, man.
And both onshore and off since then with various rescue missions. Meanwhile, the National Guard has assisted in the firefighting efforts. They've done over 58 aerial water drops with more than 100,000 gallons of water. Other branches are assisting in search and cleanup efforts as well. One thing that stunk was a lot of their helicopters were in, I think, like Louisiana or something like that for a training mission. So a lot of resources weren't available at the time when a lot of shit was going down. Something else that was interesting, witnesses say they had little warning, and that was watching the footage. I'm like, nobody told these people this was coming. Like you could see people in shock, like, holy shit, there's a fire down my block right now. What the hell? It's like, how was there no warning at all about this?
Well, I mean, I don't know too much about wildfires, but to my understanding, I don't understand fully what's going on in Hawaii in terms of their terrain. But wildfires, I love that you're
prefacing all this, but this is just sheer speculation.
No. But I mean, this is based on like what I've read about like wildfires in California. Is the speed at which they move is faster than you would imagine. So the fact that they weren't aware, it might have been that they found out, and then but by then it was too late.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all 4 refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Well, Hawaii, because of tsunamis and earthquakes and volcanoes, they have a disaster response system set up with sirens all over the islands. So even if they only had a little bit of time, they should have been able to. But the sirens never sounded, and widespread power and cellular outages hampered other forms of alerting. So now they're doing a big investigation. They're going to have to look into back because like, no shit, the plans aren't going to work if the cell towers go down and burn. Like, no shit, blah, blah, blah. So they need to have like a backup plan.
Yeah. Obviously. And you would think there's smart enough people to do that.
Yeah. I thought this was interesting too. Nearly 85% of U.S. wildfires are caused by humans, and most often like lightning, stuff like that. In Hawaii, only less than, so like what's 15%
is
natural causes. In Hawaii, only 1% of fires are due to natural causes. Like it is so, so crazy rare. And I saw, now I'm tinfoil hatting, but I saw a lot of videos. Lasers.
Yeah.
It was laser beams.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of videos of the winds were so crazy picking up coming down the mountain, and they're hitting these power lines, and the power lines were sparking and fires were starting from these like telephone poles and boxes, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people from that town were saying like, it's the power companies. This is the fault of the power companies. They knew the weather was doing this. They knew the conditions were this and that, and they didn't take the precautions. And I don't think that's so crazy. I did a little Googling. According to a PBS investigation, Pacific Gas and Electric in California has been blamed for more than 30 wildfires since 2017 that wiped out more than 23,000 homes and businesses and killed more than 100 people. And if you look at PSE&G and like the power companies and stuff like that, where there's major wildfires, it's like pretty, some pretty damning stuff. They also talked about invasive vegetation. Same thing within California, but they were talking about what made the fire spread even faster in Hawaii was all sorts of non-native vegetation and scrub that just made it like explode as it came down the mountain and stuff. So just absolutely crazy.
And that kind of stuff makes it, you realize that customs is important because I mean, it's crazy. Like the secondary and tertiary bringing things that don't belong. Look at the python in Florida. Like if something doesn't belong there, bad things happen.
Obviously, you know, Google, there's so many places for where you can help provide relief right now, so many things you can do. And if you look at the military response, they're doing so much right now to try and help out. So no laser beams.
No. I will say though, disappointing. I don't know, man. President Biden might need to fire his comms team. Because he's since come out and said, you know, a statement. But when he was walking to the chopper and he's like, oh, yeah, no comment. Like, dude, this is like, you're a politician. You need to have these canned responses ready to go. I'll do it for you right now. Like, if I heard reporters wanted to hear my comment, like, hey, that's really very horrible. The First Lady and I are sending our prayers to the people of the great state of Hawaii. Right now, my team is looking into the response that we could put together. And we will do everything in our power to help those people recover from this horrific, tragic event, then get on the plane. Don't say no comment.
Just tell people that we're here to assist the governor in any way that we can. Yeah. They have the full resources of the federal government. We've already activated FEMA and sent different teams. We have the Operation USS Hope that's on its way. There, I mean, there's a million things, but you can't do that when you're brain dead. Like, you can't.
Exactly. Unbelievable. No comment. Like, oh my God, this is literally like for politicians, there are canned answers for like basically every scenario you might run into. Just memorize this stuff.
It's like a quarterback asking you why the wide receiver dropped the ball. You have to have an answer, but it was my fault.
Right. Exactly.
Crazy.
Unfortunate, but we hope everything gets better for them.
Let's go from assholes to talk about conspiracy theories to another asshole named Ronnie Jackson. What do we have here?
See, I don't know. I read the story and I'm a little conflicted.
Well, we cut out, I cut out some of this story because I wanted, like, Ronnie Jackson is pretty much known as being a drunk. Do you remember the stories that we would tell about, we talked about it on the show when he was leaving office and running for president or running for, he left the White House and then he ran for office.
Okay.
He got in trouble and cited several times for being intoxicated at work as a physician. He got caught driving a government vehicle while he had been intoxicated, but because he wasn't actually in the car when they pulled him, they decided not to give him the ticket because he was a high ranking medical officer. Like if you Google Ronnie Jackson drunk, there's going to be a lot of things that come up.
Okay.
And so lots of people at the scene of this were saying they saw Ronnie Jackson backstage and he was hammering drinks. So when he went out to save this person, the people around could smell the booze and they were trying to push him back. Because he was adding sugar-free gum to a person who's having a seizure.
Let's get into it and give a little background. See, I didn't know that. So U.S. Representative Ronnie Jackson, Republican Amarillo, threatened to beat up a state trooper and take down the Carson County Sheriff in the next election after deputies detained him at a rodeo outside Amarillo in July. To me, this just sounds like good old Texas being Texas. What's the problem? The report said that Jackson screamed profanities at deputies who were trying to clear the area for emergency medical workers. So what they were at a rodeo and this teenage girl, like 15 years old, apparently passes out or something like that. There's no first responders on scene. He's a doctor. Again, he was a former physician for the president's. He alleges that a woman who was with the teen was like, can anyone help? Can anyone help? And he's like, I'm a doctor. I can help. It's like that classic scenario. I wish a motherfucker would that you dream about.
You don't really wish a teenager to fall out.
So he goes, that's true. So he goes over, according to his camp, he goes over and starts helping this girl who apparently was now awake at this point, but kind of disoriented. And finally, the medics arrive and they're like, everyone, there's a huge, you know, when something happens at like a concert and event, a huge crowd gathers and it's tough for first responders to get in there. The first responders get there and they're like, everybody move out of the way, move out of the way, move out of the way. Ronnie Jackson's like, I'm a doctor, I've got it. You get out of the way. He said, it's him to paramedics, according to me, who's making this part up. But
no, I like it, yeah.
About the same.
Right.
And they're like, no, sir, you've got to move. We're here now. And he's like, no, you move. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. He's also from Delco at the same time.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, it escalates, and he ends up having to get removed from the situation and detained by police. A spokesperson for Jackson's camp said that he was detained amid a very loud and chaotic environment, and he was released as soon as law enforcement realized he was only trying to help. Notably, the statement said that Jackson was sitting in the stands during the entire rodeo in full view of the assembled crowd and was not drinking.
Yeah, and have to come out and say that, to be like, he wasn't drinking. No one said that he was.
Yeah.
Like, it's a self-admission. It's a spontaneous admission.
Yeah, that would be like me coming home in high school after a night of drinking and being like, and I know what you're thinking, Mom, and I wasn't drinking. But I was.
I wasn't drinking at all.
Yeah, Mom. Again, he was asked to help the teenager when no other uniformed medics were present. Congressman Jackson, as a trained ER physician, will not apologize for sparing no effort to help in a medical emergency, especially when circumstances were chaotic and the local authorities refused to help in the situation. So, yeah. And apparently, then once he's released from being detained outside, once everything clears up and they're like, all right, we'll take you out of the cuffs now, you're fine. He went over to one of the arresting officers and was like, I'm going to beat that motherfucker's ass.
I like that part. Like, where you're like, I just throwing it out there. Like,
no.
That's not a congressman behavior, though.
No, like, it's not. It's not. But here's the thing. Crazy. The whole, like, I can beat you up. I'd say once you get past, like, 10th grade, you should probably retire that one.
No,
okay? Like,
that's way too early. You got to be able to do that. College, come on.
Listen, in college, sometimes dust-ups occur. I'm not saying that. But the whole, like, I'm stronger than you, I will beat you up, I think is wildly immature. And it doesn't work. And you just sound like an idiot. Anybody who says that is probably going to then turn around and get their ass beat.
Say it to my face. You wouldn't say it to my face.
Yeah. He then he proceeded to cuss out a bunch of the deputies, which he was also doing inside during the event. And then his wife, Jane Jackson, approached the deputies and demanded their information before they got into a black SUV and left the scene.
Classic also, military spouse.
This was the
give me your rank and your name and your commander's name right now.
This was the physician for two presidents. Apparently, this girl was having a seizure. He, to bring her blood sugar up, he put a gumball in her mouth.
Was it a gumball or a stick of gum? That's a very important distinction.
A gumball.
They specify gumball.
Okay, I'm going to – one more qualifier. Again, I'm not a doctor, for those who are unaware. I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure when you're having a seizure, you want to clear the airway, not further obstruct it, right?
Or just choking in general. I don't think putting a ball in your mouth is a good idea.
EMS provider Kimberly Thomas said that the gum presents a choking hazard to patients having a seizure and that most gum is sugar-free and would not help anyway. So – that doesn't make me feel good about whoever the presidents have as their physician.
This is the same guy.
No wonder
guy, though.
Biden keeps getting a clean bill of health.
This was the same guy. Remember when President Trump had his yearly physical? He came out and was like, President Trump is at the peak physical condition. He's not obese at all. And everybody's like, obese is a medical classification. It's not like an opinion.
Right.
He is medically obese.
Yes.
Which, so, I mean, like 80% of Americans are. So who cares if you come out and say it? But he's the kind of guy who would be like, oh, no, he's in tip-top shape.
You can
see
his depends through his khakis when he's
right. And something. I'm not saying that Trump's titties aren't popping. I wouldn't say that.
But, yeah. So anyway, just this is another story where you're like, oh, these people are in charge of us. Okay,
I found the article. Here it is. Ready for the headline?
Yeah.
Rep. Ronnie Jackson made sexual comments, drank alcohol, and took Ambien while working as a White House physician, a Pentagon watchdog finds.
Ronnie Jackson of Amarillo. Okay.
I mean, that's a little on the nose for Amarillo.
Yeah. He also threatened to, he told his opponent in the upcoming raid, like, I'm fucking taking you down. Like,
that was to the sheriff.
Oh, Jesus.
He was telling the local sheriff that he was going to take him down.
Going to take him down. My
That's
God.
Ronnie Jackson. All right, round number three. We're going to do this one quickly because we've – did we just go out?
Yeah.
No, I still got you. Yeah, I still got you.
You're still here.
Okay. You can still hear us? Not yet.
Yes. Yes.
But we can't hear them. So that's going to make it difficult.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
It's going to make it difficult to have a conversation.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, we'll do it and we'll just make believe that we can hear Cons. I can read his lips. All right, so round number three, we're having some technical difficulties. So no, let's just keep it. Let's just roll with it because this is the parcel difference. Dave's owns it again, so we're just going to keep it rolling. Let's see how good I can read Cons's lips, and then I'll tell you what he says.
Okay.
So round number three, old Senator Tuberville's actions of keeping everybody at bay, of giving all the different promotions and having the Senate confirm people put in their positions, like the Chief of Naval Operations, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, the Chief of Staff of the Army. None of those three positions have been filled yet. So on the big command wall that they have at the Pentagon, currently they have General Milley or Miley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Milley? Miley.
Like Milley.
Milley. Okay, cute. So they have him. And then they have the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs is still there. And then they have three vacancies that are there, and three of the other branches have somebody. So three out of the six don't have somebody in charge right now. Cons, as an officer, do you think that's a good idea to have entire branches without their commanding general, commanding officer, which way you want to put it?
It's a bad look, okay? It's a bad look. And obviously, the entire branch can still operate, okay? They could still move forward with day-to-day operations, but just overall, horrible look.
Yeah, it's horrible. I don't know what you do. You got to stop it. And Eve, they did a poll, I think it was Gallup or somebody like that, did a poll of the average Alabama person, the average person who lives in Alabama. They see this, and knowing that a great majority of people from Alabama are also against abortion, like I don't think that that's a stretch to say that. They even want him to stop because 60% of people from Alabama want it to stop. And so does the entire government, the DOD. They know that those positions have to be filled, and all the little secondary effects as well. Like all these officers that are getting moved up, or the enlisted folks that are getting moved up to support the newer officers that are getting put in these positions. They're not going to be able to start their kids in school at the beginning of the time. They're not. What if they bought a home and they're getting ready to go? You're going to have mortgage payments at two different spots. There's a lot of effects that just doesn't affect 1% of the military, like Tuberville is making it sound like. It's not that. It's not even close to that. It's just flat out irresponsible to not have these positions filled. Because for the Marine Corps, that's really the only one that I know. The Commandant has initial guidance whenever he comes into play. Like last time, the last Commandant, Berger, whenever he came in, he said he wanted to face the littorals, like the sea shape. He wanted to get the Marines back focused on the amphibious warfare. That was his mission, and they accomplished it. So each one of the commandants that comes in, they have a very specific mission of things that they want to improve about the Marine Corps. And then already 2 months into it, you don't have one. You don't have anybody that could do that.
It's also just a bad look on a global stage. It's also tough. And who's going to do our birthday message?
Exactly. Right. Maybe they'll let me do it.
Yeah. No, it's just to Kate's point, it really is unfortunate because it makes us look like we just don't have our ducks in a row. And I can't ever remember this being anything than like a rubber stamp type operation where it was just like, okay, yeah, that's going to be the next person who gets this position, stamp it, ready to go. So the fact that Tuberville is using the military as this pawn in whatever game he's playing politically is really disgusting.
And I don't know what you said at all, but the way that you said it and the look on your face, I agree.
I agree.
Like you
agree
looked indignant. You looked indignant. So I'm going to agree. Excellent points, Con. Probably the best points you've made in a long time. In fact.
Wow. Standing O from Chops. Standing O. And all I did was sit here and say how good looking
Ronnie
I am.
Jackson. What? Oh no, we're not on that anymore.
No,
we're talking about Tuberville. Else. What a weirdo! All right, so don't do that. Round number four.
Round number four, and this one I asked you guys not to read the sheet for this part. I don't know if Khan's got the message, so I don't know if you read it or not. But I wanted you guys to be the judge and jury on this story. Okay, so this is the lawsuit's case between an Army veteran and Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you guys to be the judges.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll make up whatever Khan says at the end.
Okay. But,
so this legal battle dates back to 2020. Here's the story. In July 2020, Carl Westcott, an 83-year-old Army veteran, was presented with an offer to sell his recently purchased home to Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom for $15 million.
Well, first off, if you're 83 years old, you need to be renting, not buying.
Indeed. Well, anyway, this home wasn't up for sale or anything like that. But Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were like, excuse me, love this house, $15 million. The business proposal came just days after Westcott, again, 83-year-old Army vet, who has Huntington's disease, underwent a six-hour back surgery. Upon release from the hospital, Westcott had been prescribed numerous medications for his recovery that allegedly left him in an intoxicated state. And if you know anything about Huntington's disease on top of that, that also has a lot of psychological effects.
Mm-hmm.
So he's heavily medicated, a little woozy, not sure what's going on, and he gets this $15 million offer to buy his home. All was going well when sober Carl had a change of heart and decided, hey, when I was all drugged up after my surgery the other week and said I wanted to sell my house, I don't want to do that. I'm sober. I've sobered up now. I'm off the meds. I really don't want to do that. So he emails the brokerage firm explaining, I was under the influence of pain medication. I don't want to sell my home. I'm 83 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The screen is frozen. I don't know if Khan's can still. Can you still hear me? As long as
yes.
You still hear me, fine.
Yeah, I can still hear you guys.
However, and this elderly veteran is thinking, they'll say, you know what? Keep your house. Everything's fine. Not the case. In response, Carl was given a letter from the Hollywood couple describing their interest in the home. They're like, we still really, really would like this home. He was adamant he didn't want to sell the home in the final few years of his life. And following the refusal to sell the home, the veteran received another letter from an attorney representing Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. The letter stated that they were not willing to walk away from purchasing Mr. Westcott's home as he is obligated to complete the sale. So because when he was under the influence, he signed off on selling his home, they're saying, sorry, we're making you stick to your guns. As a result, Carl approached the court and said he is seeking cancellation of the sale he entered, as well as the Associated Standard Real Estate Forums. Fun fact, this veteran, Carl Westcott, the creator of 1-800-Flowers, and his daughter-in-law Cameron was on two seasons of The Real Housewives of Dallas. But so who are you guys siding with here?
That kind of makes me, I mean, I still side with the Army veteran, but it makes it sound like this, they're just buying the property and they want to go there. Because if it's a 1-800-Flowers guy, you know this property has to be immaculate and huge.
And with great flowers.
Right, of course. So I don't want him to sell it, but it's a little bit different. But I'm going to side with the veteran still.
You got to side with the veteran.
Yeah.
Cons, we can't hear you.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom has a shitty dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cons, just start talking and we'll be quiet while we see your mouth moving.
All right. Well, I agree with Chaps. You got to side with the veteran here, because I can tell you as somebody who
I thought
is,
you were going to say you agree with me about the dick. But
No. In the process of trying to buy a home, if I knew my purchase of a home meant that an 83-year-old veteran had no place to live, I wouldn't be able to enjoy that home. So even though they might have entered into some sort of contract, I can't possibly side with Perry and Bloom. I got to go with the veteran here and let him keep his home.
Yeah, I agree. And we can hear Khan's now again. Woohoo!
Also,
all right, that's good.
I don't think Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom knew that this guy was getting surgery that week. Like, I don't think...
you have to find out, though. Like, if he says this is the reason why, because I'm off of painkillers, you got to be... Khan's, how many offers have you put in on a house that didn't get accepted?
Four?
Yeah, so it happens, you know? Like, even if Orlando and Katy, you got millions and millions of dollars. go find another
that
place.
That was my thinking. It's like, you're that rich, just go find another house. And then, of course, Cameron Westcott, the Real Housewives of Dallas, his daughter-in-law, while this is going on, is posting photos of him holding his grandchildren's hands, looking frail, laying in the hospital bed. And so Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have to know when to cut their losses and be like, you know what? This is just straight up bad PR.
Yeah, I will say, in their defense, Katy Perry and Bloom, with like fair home laws and everything, there's a good chance they had no idea who this guy was for the longest time. I guess maybe it sounds like they know who he is now, but like when you're going through that process, you're not allowed to tell people who you are and vice versa, because they feel like Google. That would negatively influence. Oh yeah, absolutely. Believe me, I know who the people are that I've been trying to purchase homes from.
Everything about their lives.
Yeah.
Well, this yeah. is interesting too. This is Katy Perry's second bungled attempt to buy a home that this is now going into some big lawsuit. Remember in 2014, Katy Perry tried to buy another mansion for $14.5 million from a bunch of nuns. And it was this group of nuns who in the 70s put all their money together and bought this mansion because that's what the Lord would want them to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the nuns, the sale got approved or whatever, but then the nuns Googled her and they realized that Katy Perry had kissed a girl and she liked it. And they're like, not selling to her anymore. It became this whole big legal battle in 2017. That's how long this dragged on.
That's elite slut shaming, though.
In 2017, a judge in LA ruled that Perry had the right to purchase the place. But since the Catholic Church requires the Pope's approval for all sales, the Pope himself was like, no, bitch, unless you figure out what to do with the chapel on the property, like buy us a new chapel somewhere else that we can use, you can't buy this house.
What Pope is that, Pope Benny?
I don't know. And I guess Pope law overrides U.S. law because that stood. Then,
well, it's a holy law. I imagine so.
In 2018, and there's a little more to this, someone else then had come in about the house. In 2018, the two nuns who had been most active in getting Katy Perry to not buy their home, Catherine Rose and Rita Callanan, they went to bankruptcy court, and 89-year-old Holtzman famously told the press, Catherine Rose, that's Catherine Rose Holtzman, Katy Perry, please stop. Hours later, she collapsed and died in court.
Oh my God.
So Katy Perry.
Wow. The alarm for a dumb bitch alert for Katy Perry.
I feel kind of bad, but she's killing nuns and veterans. So I'm just
right. Yeah, not okay. Not okay. Yeah.
She's the worst.
See, we spell our name.
Side note, 2 weeks ago, there was a piece of property down in Stone Harbor, New Jersey. And for those who know, Stone Harbor is a very, very affluent town in New Jersey on the shore.
Right next to Seattle, makes us look like a bunch of scumbags. Yeah,
yeah, but that's how they like it. The piece of property owned by these nuns, I think it was going for like $14 million or something. And they were trying to decide who they should sell it to. But this is why Katy Perry shouldn't be the person buying her own homes. Because every time people are going to look stuff up and probably not like her, she should have some sort of power of attorney.
They have to have a trust, right? Like somebody that rich and famous, you have a trust.
Where when the news looks it up, it's like under the name like Shub McGonagall. And like,
Fred
that?
Flintstone head ass.
It's Katy Perry. Yeah. You just don't know it, right? You can't be doing this stuff.
I haven't liked Katy Perry in a long time. I enjoy her music. I think her music is fine if you're like at a summer barbecue and it's on. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's good. Like the fireworks song is fine.
Yeah.
Just as a person, she seems terrible. Like every story that I've ever heard about her in the news, she seems like a huge, I don't usually drop the B word, huge bitch.
I'm going to say us ladies just don't get a fair shake in the media. I bet she's lovely.
No.
Yeah, I bet
Even American Idol, her face, like the way that she talks to these people, she always talks to people like she's better than them.
I bet it's Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Her that long too, that's a red flag. So I'm out on Orlando Bloom. Put down a dumb bitch alert for Orlando Bloom, too.
I have
Depp,
a...
just by association of Orlando Bloom.
Story. Don't ask. I'm not going to tell it. Maybe I'll tell it one day down the road. But a personal interaction...
in the military anymore.
Mm-hmm. Personal interaction with her, that would... yeah. I don't know if it would confirm, deny, or what might make you think about her. But maybe one day. Just know that I have that story in the holster.
Wait, but she's... I don't want to say... Never mind. I was going to say sucking somebody's dick that she shouldn't. That's inappropriate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, I would never say that. That's why I told Khan stop
but,
it.
So you're out on her. You're out on her through personal experience. So you have some tea and some.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm out on her. I just have this in interaction. But it was, I will say this. It was way back in 2006.
Oh, I think you're cleared hot. You got to say 17 years is plenty of time.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Integrity.
She turned you down, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. No.
You were front row at her concert, mm-hmm. didn't she?
No, she wasn't. She wasn't herself at that point. She wasn't the big star.
Cons asked her to go to the formal at West Point. Was that it? Is that what you did?
No.
Oh, was it at the time where like Marines were asking Justin Timberlake to the ball?
And no, I didn't.
MySpace message.
No. Where I'll just say
I have a carry to the Good Army job, ball.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Fun. I have family who ran. I have family who ran in the same circle because they're from the same area. I'll just leave it at that. I'll tell you guys at a later date.
Oh, okay. Hopefully it's like a Kathleen Bennett, and then her name who shit herself at Kent State.
Oh, the gun girl.
Yeah.
She just better hope that the Pope and veteran community don't gang up against her and take her down, because that could be the last.
She needs to be
final
canceled,
straw.
Sure.
Hmm.
Is that the last round?
Yes, it was.
Last round. Let me just update and refresh the
I'm
news
trying. I can
time.
Hear my computer, so I'm trying not to click it as much as I possibly can for the listener. You're welcome, by the way. All right, let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Cons, we'll start with you.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Traps, I saw this past week fights for his sketch show was looking for an ugly person. Did you get the role?
No, I didn't get it, sadly. I dominate those roles usually. Just let my beard grow out, puff it out a little bit more. But Cons, I was telling Kate actually a few minutes ago before we started recording, I'm going grown-up clothes. Look at me. I'm wearing a polo. I want to stand up again. I'm wearing size 33 Levi's now. I look good. I'm dressing nicer, not just Barstool short sports t-shirts every damn day.
Yeah. You'd be surprised, man. Makes you feel really good about yourself when you have a good outfit.
I need
trying to tell
suggestions
folks
for a fall casual boot.
I got you.
Something that I can wear primarily with jeans, but if I'm going to be dressed up a little bit more, it'll work as well.
Okay. I will say this. I think a general rule of thumb for people, if you stick to the classics, they'll last you a very long time. The people, you know, it's so funny. If you look around the Barstool universe, a lot of people kind of dress like one another. They influence one another. And there's a lot of hive mind in terms of how people dress at Barstool.
The two trendsetters are Rudy and Fights for the younger fellas, I think.
Yeah, but then by the time everybody catches up to those two, they've already moved on. And if you look at John has a unique sense of style, but they're not too derivative of classic looks. It may look a little funky, but it's still classic in a lot of ways. I can't speak to Rudy as much. I don't see him as often, but nevertheless, stick to the classics. Those work. Secondly, I was curious what you thought about something, specifically Chaps, but also Kate. So there's the debate that if you listen to a book, would you tell people that you read that book?
Yes, I would. Because it's not the idea of reading it. And I know that you don't agree that you think that you have to read it. But I think it's the consumption of the subject that's within the book that qualifies as reading it.
Yeah, I think you make that qualification. But at the same time, if I've ever asked you if you've read a book, it's so that I have a question about that book. So as long as you consume the information, I don't think it matters.
I think
ultimately,
you start using the word absorbed. Have you absorbed the new book that just came out?
And really, with my memory and with the ability to, I will mispronounce everybody's name. You guys know, like Millie Miley, I'll do it for the rest of my life. Same thing with Ron DeSantis or DeSantis. Once I make it up in my brain, it's almost impossible for me to get it out. So like Harry Potter is a great example. If I would have been reading Harry Potter, there is no chance I know what anybody actually sounds like or their name sounds like. So if Cons and I are having a conversation about that book, I will come off like I didn't read it. But if I listen to it, I know the context. I'm going to remember more because I'm a verbal learner.
Everybody has
Okay. So along those same lines, though, Chaps, you've been riding your bike to the office.
Yep.
But is your bike one of those electrical ones where you don't have to pedal?
No, it, you have to pedal, but I use it. No, you don't have to, I guess. You don't have to.
It looks like a flipping motorcycle.
So it looks like a motorcycle, but this is how I use it because I am what, I mean, I'm wearing a 33, so I've been doing something. So I like to go out there, and if I, it's heavy, the bike is like 60 pounds.
Yeah, I've seen it.
How fast can it go? What's the mile per hour on that thing?
32.
Oh my God, that's a motorbike, dude.
Yeah.
That's not a bicycle.
I've been pedaling myself.
The only time I use it. The only time I use it is whenever I'm stopped at a stoplight because there's cars behind you too. So instead of having to wait, I take off faster than the car.
Why are you in? You're in the middle of the road,
dude. No, I mean, not in the at the red light, yeah, because I center line and go past everybody. And then by the time I'm up to speed, they haven't even started really yet because I'm like wow 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 wow
like
ready to go.
Cycles.
And then I move over.
Yeah, that sounds like a motorcycle.
Yeah, it doesn't make that noise, actually. I wish it did. But I do like stopping by motorcycle people or just the people in general that have their windows open. If I see that they have their windows open and they're by me, I always go, want to race? And it is batting 1,000 to get a laugh, too.
Yeah. Like, you want to race? Kate, how do you feel about that, being a peddler, being someone who pedals like, a, you
she
know?
She wants this. She feels so jealous. Look at her face. Oh, my God, Kate. You're the
you look
jealousy.
Angry.
It's crazy.
No, I like pedaling. I like
your
my
level of jealousy is disgusting.
I'll get myself,
honestly,
I'll get myself to work.
You thanks. Should be embarrassed, Kate. Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm a U.S. Marine.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
I'm former at this point.
I'm not gonna skate around.
That's all I got.
I'll be a little bitch on the quarter deck with my electric bike. I love it. I get exponentially more exercise riding that than I do.
Let me be clear. Chaps, I'm not begrudging you because it's a super efficient way to get to work. Obviously, mm-hmm. you know, saves you on gas and everything. I was just kind of curious if you tell people like you pedal a bike or if you got this little motorized operation you're working with.
Yeah, I always
how
say
you're
I have
framing
an
it.
I say okay. I have an e-bike. I don't say I'm Lance Armstrong. Yet.
Okay, then I'll
all right.
Then I'll right. But he is also taking steroids now too, and that's why he's so fit.
I wish I was taking steroids. I need to get that. If you have steroids, email cons at Barstool Sports so mm-hmm. he can let me know.
Yeah.
If you have, just let you have them or you don't have them. Either way, email cons so I can update the log. Kate, do you have anything?
Final one for me. The hearing is still going on. The Vanessa Guillen hearing for Cecily Aguilar still going on. So they're still in the courtroom. My next episode will have an update.
Well, now I don't feel like I can have anything fun because you brought it down.
Sorry.
All right. We hope that
you can have an e-bike. That's fun.
Yeah. We hope that information comes next week. And we hope the like legit book thrown at this person. And usually when you're in a horrific case like this, they put you away from general population. I don't believe in that. I believe that if you do something this heinous, get your ass to regular population. And if something happens to you, something happens to you.
I didn't
why
that.
Do you need it? Why do you need to have more money invested in you because you did something absolutely horrific? Like Jared from Subway, throw his ass into regular population. You do something egregious that way, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get off this planet. Nobody would be upset. Have you ever seen that clip of the dude who he goes in front of the judge to be sentenced? He killed his celly in prison. And he goes up there and the judge is talking to him and he's like, how do you like to plea? And he says, guilty, Your Honor. And he like, why do you want to plea that way? Because I did it. Why did you kill him? Because I found out that he was a child molester and he wasn't sorry for the things that he did. So I took his life. And I'm like, okay.
I can't argue with that. Sorry.
Yeah. Hard to. And especially if you already have life in prison, if you want to turn into Robin Hood, just robbing the world of terrible people, I'm fine with that.
It's okay.
Yeah. So we just came out as a pro
martial
murder podcast.
Law. Yeah. Martial law. This episode had a little bit of a Babadook tinge to it.
A little bit of a Babadook vibe.
So I got a rush to pick up my stuff, but today was his first full day of daycare. So we were rushing around. Then there was technical issues and blah, blah, blah. So if you didn't particularly love this episode, it is Chaps's.
Honestly, they should be more thankful for this episode because of the things that we had to endure.
We really
overcome.
Did. We really overcame.
We improvised, adapted, and overcame.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Summer retreat.